You have your Bible, turn this morning to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. The Bible says, God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands, now watch this, of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now you hold on and buckle your seatbelt. I've got a lot of scripture I want to give you today, but I'm going somewhere, okay? Just appreciate the Lord today, what He does for us. And I appreciate what God is doing. Amen. We see in the book of Exodus chapter 20 here where God Almighty begins to lay some things out. And He begins to say, you know what? What I did, He said, I brought you out. I delivered you. I brought you to a place, praise God. And I did it because I love you. Amen. And He said, those that will receive my love, He said, I've showed forth mercy unto thousands of them that love me. God says, you know what? He said, those that I've loved, He said, they've loved me back, praise God, and I've just poured out myself on them. I've given them every bit of me, praise God. I've never held back those that love me. He says, I give you from the abundance of my heart all that God has. I would say this morning, you want all that God has, praise the Lord. You just accept Him, receive Him, praise God, and see what He has to give you. Now, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 6, He tells in Deuteronomy chapter 6, He's talking to the nation of Israel. Now He says He brought them out with a mighty hand, praise God. And He said, all those that love me, He said, I'm blessed. And Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. He said, they ain't none like me. Amen. I don't know about you. I've looked around about and I've been in this world for a little while and I ain't found nothing that satisfied me like my Jesus. I've never found nobody that could help me like He can. Amen. And He says, goes on verse 5, says, thou shalt love me, or shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Amen. He says, so what we do realize that there is a God, He's real, and He loves us, He's there to help us, and we need to love Him back. Amen. We need to just love Him because of that love He shows to you and I. Praise God. It just gets better, it gets bigger, praise God, as we go along. Amen. Aren't you glad that God chooses, praise God, to love us? Amen. Amen. He's not made to. No. He doesn't have to. But praise God, He loves us anyway. He cares for us, amen, in a Godward way. Bless God. That means He don't change His mind. He's not changing from day to day how He feels about you and I. But He loves you every day. Praise God. I'm glad He does. Amen. Amen. Bless His holy name. So we see that God loves. He said that we need to love Him. We need to love Him with our heart, with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. He said, everything in me, we ought to just try to love God. You say, what do we try to do? We try to love Him as much as He loves us.
Amen.
Amen. But we're not God. But we can try to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, you mean try. We're supposed to be trying to be some kind of little old God. No, praise God. We're supposed to be like in the likeness of our Savior. Amen. We try to love. God loves us, so we try to love Him back. And boy, I tell you what, this thing just keeps getting bigger and better farther on. Amen. As we begin to try to love Him. Praise God. Why? Because God loved us. Just like the nation of Israel, praise God, He loved them first. And He said, I love you, praise God, so much that you can, that way you can love me. Amen. I love my Savior this morning. I love the God of heaven, praise God. It allowed me an opportunity to be one of His little children. He didn't leave me out there somewhere to fend for myself, praise God. But He came to where I was. He showed me how much He loved me and invited me to come into the family.
Amen.
Amen. He took me in just like He did you. Amen. Praise God. We ought to realize, praise God, what we've been birthed into. We've been birthed into the family of God, praise God. And it just keeps getting bigger and better farther on, praise the Lord. We begin to see the magnificent hand of God. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 10. He talks about that love that He has. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12. He said, now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to hear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. He said, so what? God's loved you so many ways, praise God. You got to like one of them. You can't look out here in this world and say, praise God, there's some good things out here. Amen. There's a lot of good things in this world, praise God. God has given to me and you to enjoy, praise God, and just feast in the goodness of a holy God. But he said, there's some things required of us. He said, because God has loved us, that we should walk, and we should walk in love. That we should love Him back, because He first loved us. Amen. Praise God. It just keeps getting bigger and better as we go. Trusting in the Lord, praise God, to Him to do all that we need done in our lives. Praise God. Give us that love that He has. He goes on in verse 13, said, but to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statute, which I commanded thee this day for thy good. He said, behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God, the earth also with all that therein is. Only the Lord had a delight in His fathers to love them, and He chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. He said, you know who God chose? He said, He chose us to love us, and He chose them that would love Him, praise God, and made them His choice. Amen. You want to be made the choice, praise God. I don't know about you, but I used to like to play sports. Amen. And I wanted to be picked for the team that was going to win. Amen. Nobody likes to be a loser. Hello? I want to be picked. I want to be on the team that I know is going to win. Amen. So I want to be on those that had the biggest boys and the strongest ones. So praise God, I was always the littlest. But praise God, I thought if I could get on that team, praise God, I could be one of the winners. Amen. And it pushed me to be all that I could be. Because we was competing. Now, I'm not going to say that I've got a competitive spirit. Amen. I'm not going to say that, but you know, I believe we ought to. The Bible says, do all things as unto the Lord. He said, give it your best. Amen. So it puts us in a position, praise God, where we can just give it our all. Yeah. Amen. And somebody said, well, preacher, you're a little aggressive. Praise God, I'm doing it for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just give it your all, praise God. Amen. Why? Because God loved us and He gives us an opportunity to give our all. Amen. Bless His holy name. He goes on in Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 13. He said, it shall come to pass that ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day. He said, listen, you're going to start paying attention. And if you shall hearken diligently unto the commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Amen. Verse 14 says, but that I will give you the rain of your land and to do in His due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, in thy wine, in thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. He said, if you'll just love me like I love you, you'll lack for nothing. Amen. He says, take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived. He said, we've got to pay attention. That's that heart attitude Brother Charles was talking about today. See, a lot of people's got a heart issue today. Our heart ain't in serving the Lord. Our heart ain't in listening. If we come with a teachable spirit, praise God, God will pour out on you everything He has for you. And it'll help you in the end. You will be encouraged. You'll begin to receive the goodness of God. Amen. Praise God. And thou mayest gather in the corn and wine and the oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle that thou mayest eat. And watch this. And be full. God don't want us run half empty. Praise God. God wants us to be full. And He gives us that'll encourage us to be full. And he goes on in verse 16, he said, take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived. He turned aside from, said, serve other gods and worship them. Then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Amen. So he said, if you'll just listen to me, follow me, and just let me love on you, and you love me, praise God. He said, everything will be okay. And things will get better and better farther on. You said, preacher, things looks like it's getting worse and worse. It will in this whole world. It will in the flesh. But I'm going to say, when we're a child of God, amen, we just keep getting better and better. Amen. We're headed somewhere this morning, praise God, that's out of this world. And we have a blessed hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a blessed hope because God loved us. He loves us and He cares for us with a godly care. Amen. But if you go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 7, I want you to watch this. He said, Lord did not set His love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people. For you were the fewest of all people. You know, God will come to just a few. But I want to say this morning, pray God will come to just you. Amen. If you're the only one in the world, you're the only one in your community, you're the only one in your household, praise God, that's looking for Him and allowing you to speak your heart, He'll come to where you are and He'll help you. Amen. Amen. Why? Because He loves you. Bless His holy name. He come to you. He said in verse 8, said, but because the Lord loved you and because He would keep the oath which He had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them. Now watch this, that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. You want to have a prosperous generation, praise God, just love the Lord. You want to have a prosperous generation, just listen to God of heaven. Amen. You want to have a prosperous generation, a heritage ahead of you, praise God, just begin to praise the Lord, worship the Lord, and give God glory for all that He's done. Amen. You'll begin to see God move. You'll see God work in a mighty way. You'll begin to see God begin to bring people out. Amen. To a point that you won't even begin to understand why. You'll just see Him do it, praise God, and all you stand is in awe and say, glory be to God. I tell you what, I'm seeing some things in these last days I never imagined. I'm seeing God move in a mighty and a miraculous way, praise God, in His people. And He's a moving, praise God, and He's doing things that just set me in awe of His magnificence. The power that He has to bring out above all my expectations. But He did the same thing. He brought the nation of Israel out of bondage. Amen. Above their expectation. They were praying, praise God, under their taskmaster. Amen. There's a lot of us under a cruel taskmaster today. Amen. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven, praise God, that knows the feelings of our infirmities. And He'll bring us out, praise God. He'll deliver us from that bondage. Look at Jeremiah chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2 talks about that one that would bring us out. Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 1, he said, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee. Ain't you glad God remembers? Amen. Ain't you glad God don't ever forget you? Amen. When it seems like all hope is gone, nobody's around, nobody cares, pray God, God will remember you. He never forgets you. He can't. Amen. He cannot forget you. He said, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness. Now watch this. In a land that was not sown. You know what he said? God said, I remembered you. He said, I brought you out of bondage. He said, you come out. He said, you come out with no expectation. Hello? Amen. He said, I brought you out, praise God. He said, you followed me. Amen. You've seen my love for you and you followed that love. And that love, praise God, glory be, it brought you out of that wilderness, man. Put you in a better place. Put you in a well-watered place. Put you in a place, praise God, of worship and praising God. Now, there was a few malcontents down there that weren't happy. They got to think about those leeks and those garlic and those things of Egypt. Amen. That's because that's what was on their heart. Amen. But he said, I brought you out of the wilderness. He said, you followed me. You come after me in the wilderness without any expectation. He said, in a land that was not sown. He said, you followed me out. There was no expectation of any help, any hope, or any confidence in that place where you went. Amen. He said, well, preacher, why did they go? The same reason we just follow the Lord. Amen. With an expectation, praise God, that He is God and He knows exactly what we need. Amen. You want help from the Lord, praise God. You just follow Him. He'll take you places, praise God, that you've never been. And he'll give you a joyous journey along the way. Amen. Amen. Praise God, He'll show you some signs and sights that you've never imagined. Amen. I've seen them. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. But He brought them out, praise God, without any expectation. Amen. And He brought them out. Why did He bring them out? Because of that love that He has, that love that was everlasting. You know, God's got an everlasting love this morning. Amen. An everlasting love. Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31. In verse 3. The Bible said, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. Amen. Jeremiah 31 and 3. Praise God. God says, I have loved you. He said, and because I have loved you, He said, I've drawn you. You know what that drawing feeling is in your heart? You remember the day that you got saved, God, that you realized that you was no lost sinner on your way to a devil's demon hell? Amen. But a drawing force in your life pulled you, praise God, away from that place, put you on your face before God and said, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Yeah. And what He's saying here, He said, my love, that everlasting love of God, brought you to a place where you could fall on your face and repent and receive the goodness, the good things that God has for us. Amen. He's got so much good things for us, people. Praise God, youngins, we ought to just draw nigh to Him and just receive all He's got. So how do you do that? Just open wide your heart's door and invite Him to come. He's a gentleman. He won't force His way in. But boy, if you'll throw wide, praise God, the doors of your heart, He'll come in and sup with you. What does that mean, Pastor Jeff? It means He'll set you a table, praise God, with so many good things. Glory be to God. You'll get the shouting and you'll enjoy them all.
Amen.
Amen. That's what He does. That's who He is. Amen. Praise God. John chapter 3 and verse 16, it talks about that love of God. It talks about that love that God had for His people. Amen. In John 3 and 16, the Lord says this. He says that He loves His people. Amen. That He loves them so much. Praise God. So much. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. He says, I'll give you, praise God. He said, I love you so much. I love you so much. I love you so much that I'm going to give you everlasting life.
Yeah,
amen. Life that'll never end, praise God. It don't matter a place of happiness and joy and, praise God, a thrill in your soul. Amen. If there's a blessed promise that far exceeds everything we see here. He said, I'll give you, praise God, that joy. That's what true love is. That's what love is when God Almighty gave He gave everything He had. He gave that that was dear to Him, dearest to Him for you and me. Man, come to where we was at. Should not perish and have everlasting life. That's what God does. He gives us true love. Amen. When He gave us, Lord Jesus is, you know, Jesus Christ is true love. That's what He is today. That's what Jesus is true love. Amen. Not only is He true love, but look at John chapter 13. John chapter 13 and 1. He tells not only is He true love, but He's permanent love. He said in Jesus, John chapter 13, verse 1, He says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, they should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end. Amen. The love that God has for you and I, praise God, it's a love that's never ending. It's a love, listen, it's a love, if you can put in one word, is permanent. Amen. The love that God has for us, the Lord Jesus has for us, is a permanent love. It's an enduring love. It's a love that will never end. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what about when I go against God and I mess up and I do things I oughtn't to do? Amen. It disappoints Him, but He still loves you. It does not change. Amen. When my kids mess up, they disappoint me, but it don't change the love I have for them. Amen. I still love them. Amen. It don't matter that Samantha's almost 30 and George is 28. I'm still their father. I still love them just like I did when they was itty bitty fellas. Amen. Back when I thought their shenanigans was cute. Amen. Now when they're older, they're not so cute. Amen. But I still love them, praise God. Don't I like the things they do sometimes, but I still love them. Why? Because I have a permanent love for them. I can't quit loving them just because they make mistakes. Amen? Right. Praise God. But Jesus said, if you love me, said you'll keep my commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15. He said, if you love me, I want to ask you a question more. Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you love him? Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying, do you know him? I'm not saying, have you accepted him? His death, burial, and his resurrection. Amen? But I'm saying this morning, I want to ask this question, and this is what I'm preaching on this morning, Brother Charles. Do you love me? That's the question Jesus would ask us here. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He said, if you love me, you will do what I say. Now, he didn't say, you know, if you love me, you'll do part of what I say. And he didn't say, if you love me, you know, you'll do this when it's convenient because I say. But he said, if you love me, you'll do what I say. And I ask you the question this morning, do you love him? Amen. Amen. Jesus asked you the question, do you love me? That's the question I want to put to you this morning. I want you to ask yourself, do you love him this morning? Amen. I'm afraid we know about him. I'm afraid we read about him. I'm afraid we study about him. I'm afraid we have the truth about him. But I don't know that we truly love him. Amen. Like we should. We must love him, praise God. Why? Because when we love him, he begins to manifest his love to us. Amen. He goes on in John chapter 14, verse 21. He said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. You want to get the good grace of God. You want to find the will of God. Praise God. Just love Jesus. Amen. Just find you a place to begin to love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. Amen. Realize it. And you say, why? Because he first loved you. If he hadn't loved you enough to come and die for you and cross the Calvary, you'd be lost. You'd die in your trespasses and sins. But Jesus first loved you, praise God. Ere you knew him, he loved you and he come where you was and he saved your ever dying soul. Amen. It was dying on its way to hell, but praise God, he gave it that part that's living. He gave life and he gave it in abundance. Bless his holy name. Praise God. He said, he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Amen. He said, I'm going to manifest myself to those that love me. Won't you think about that a minute? Have you seen the manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life? Has he manifest himself to you to the point that you've seen him so big and so great and so loving that you want to love him back? You want to reciprocate that love that he showed to you? I'm not talking about a head knowledge. I'm talking about something that's down the depths of our soul. Something that's so real, praise God, that you long for it, you desire it, you want it more than life itself. Amen. I'm talking about a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Judah said in him, verse 22, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not into the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. Now watch this. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. He said, if you'll love me, you'll keep my commandments. Amen? I want to ask you this morning, are you listening to God? Are you following in the way of the Lord? Are you walking in the way of his word? In other words, what I'm saying, what Jesus asked, do you love me? Amen? Hello? He's asking the question, do you love me? He said, are you following me? Are you doing what I say? Because I've got your best interest at heart. I love you so much, I'm going to give you all the direction that you need to be successful, to have a good life. So Jesus said, he said, a manifestation of my love I give to you, pray God, but I want to know, do you love me? Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 16, in verse 27, John chapter 16, verse 27, he said, for the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me. Amen. How do you get a hold of the love of God? By loving the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. By loving the Lord Jesus Christ. And have believed that I came out from God. He said, the Father loved you because you've loved me. Amen. I ask you again, would you like to have the love of the Heavenly Father? But then you need to love Jesus. You go to loving on Him, praise God, and the Father will go to loving on you. Amen. When that combination gets lined up together, praise God, it can't get no better than that. I mean, you start saying, like Brother Robert was talking about a while ago, you start feeling that bubble up down your soul, praise God. When you come to worship in spirit and truth, you start seeing things happening in your life. It makes all the difference in the world, praise God. But Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. But He says in John chapter 6, He said, you know, there's a lot of them that come to me, but they don't come to me for the right reason. In John chapter 6 and verse 26, they come to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and they come to Him and they said, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? In verse 26 of John chapter 6, Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles. He said, you didn't come seeking me because you saw the very hand of God moving. He said, you did eat the loaves, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled. I wonder today why we come seeking God. I wonder why we, is it because we love Him and we want to be close to Him? Or is it because of the goodies that we think He can give us? Amen? He said they come, He said in another place, He said they come because of the loaves and the fishes. He said that's why they come. He come because they can fill their belly so they can satisfy the flesh. Amen. But He said they don't come looking for me to hunt me, to find me, praise God, because they seek me, because they love me. Amen. Like I love them. He said they come for the wrong reason. Amen. We see the Lord moving, praise God. We see what God does. And He says, do you love me? We see a situation. The Bible tells us in John chapter 21. I told you we're marching today, man. We ain't stopping. Amen. In John chapter 21, we see a story after the resurrection. Jesus done died on the cross of Calvary, was buried, and got up. Amen. 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 Why are you looking? You can say amen. Jesus got up. You believe Jesus got up?
Amen.
You believe He's a living today? Pray God sitting at the right hand of the Father with love for me and you.
Amen.
That's where He's at. Hey, that love put Him there.
Yes.
Amen. He loved you. Told the disciples. He told her, said, you tell them to go to Galilee. He said, you wait there for me. Amen. So Peter got up and he said, well, fellas, he said, why, we might as well go fishing. You remember the story? So Peter got up and he said they went a fishing. And he took six others with him. So they were seven out there decided, praise God, while they was waiting on the Lord, they'd go fishing. And the Bible says in verse 3, he said that they toiled all night. And they went forth and entered in a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Amen? They caught nothing. Jesus loves you. But if you don't love Him, you won't catch nothing. Amen? They toiled all night. Now they had been warned about this. Amen? They had been told, praise God, that they needed to be expecting to catch anything, do anything without the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll not have good success without Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You will not, I'll say it again, you will not have good success in your life without Jesus. I was talking to folks the other day that were dating. I said, listen, I pulled them aside and I said, listen, you can't expect to have good success and be successful in a relationship and in a marriage unless you have Jesus. It will not work.
Right.
Amen. You gotta have Him, praise God. You gotta have that love in order to love that other person like you need to love them.
Amen.
You young people, mark my word, praise God, if you don't stay in church and stay with Jesus, praise God, your relationships will fail. You will not prosper. Amen, for the glory of God. But they said they toiled all night and caught nothing. They'd been told that. In John chapter 15, verse 5, they said, Jesus told them, without me you can do nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I ain't going to try. I need my Lord Jesus, praise God, to be with me all the time. But you remember Peter. Peter was the ambitious one. Peter was the one always going out. Peter was the one that said, oh Lord, I love you. I'll serve you. I'll follow you. I'll never forsake you. But the Bible tells us different. In John chapter 13 and 36, it tells us about his failure. And Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where goest thou? Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterward. And Peter said to him, Lord, why canst I follow thee now? Question. He said, I will lay down my life for thee. Jesus said, answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Question mark. He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. He said, three times the cock's going to crow. And before it crows three times, you're going to deny me. Now we see the story in Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 31. The Lord tells him these same things. In Matthew chapter 26 and 31 said, then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. You know why we had run? Because we don't love the shepherd. If we love the shepherd, we'll stay and fight with the shepherd. Amen. Praise the Lord. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. There it is. And Peter answered, said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. You say, well, preacher, what happened? Matthew chapter 26 and verse 69. He said, now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what you say. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Now watch this. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Amen. So we see Peter, he has denied the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I love you and I'll never forsake you. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people in the world say, oh Lord, I love you and I'll never say, but the first time something goes awry in our life, where do we go? We'll go just as far away from Jesus, just as hard as we can go. Amen. Instead of saying, Lord Jesus, help me, I need your help. So we see them out on the ocean. They're fishing, fished all night and caught nothing. Amen. They'd been told that. He said, you can do nothing without me. But praise God, I'm glad that there was a morning came. Amen. The Bible says in verse 4, he said, but when the morning was now come. I'm glad there's a morning ahead, praise God, when all of God's people can revive and be stirred in the glory of the morning. When we see the Lord Jesus Christ and see that He loves us and He cares for us and He has provided for us in such a spectacular way. Amen. We see that bountiful supply He had. He calls out to them in verse 5. He said, children, have you any meat? He knew before He asked. Amen. You know, they could have lied and said, oh yeah, Lord, boy, we're doing good. We got her out here. They could have starved to death. They didn't elaborate on it. They didn't say, no, we ain't had no luck. You know, the moon wasn't right and the stars weren't lined up and the wind was contrary. But they just said, no. Amen. Sometimes when things ain't going the way it should, praise God, we just need to look to the Lord and say, you know what? Lord, no, we ain't doing too good. Amen. Lord, we ain't doing too good. We need some help right now. We know who can give it. We fall on our face, Lord, forgive me a sinner. God, help me, amen. Redirect my path. Give me a focus, praise God, because I know you love me, and I love you, and I know you have help for me. Amen. You can do for me that I can't do for myself. Bless His holy name. We see a great eagerness. We see John the Beloved, and he said, if you'll cast your net on the right side of the ship, you shall find. And they cast therefore, now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Amen. Pray God. When we go to the Lord, you'll find help. Amen. Now, it may not be in my time, and it may not be in your time, but He'll be right on time.
Amen.
Amen. You say, how do you get that? Because you love Him. Amen. You expect Him to, He loves you, and you expect Him to love you. Praise God. You expect Him to help you. We see John here as he begins to speak, and he says, therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter. Amen. I like the way John counts himself. He said, I'm the disciple that Jesus loved. Amen. He said unto Peter, he said, it is the Lord. Now see, they were out there in the water and they didn't know who it was. Jesus was on the shore. But when John began to see the love, praise God, seeing that multitude and the blessing poured out, John in himself, in his heart, in his spirit, he said, there's no man can do that but Jesus. Amen. There's no man can pour out a blessing this big but our Savior. Said Peter girded on his fishing coat because he was naked. Now that don't mean he was naked in the flesh. It means that he had took off his outer tunic. Amen. In other words, it'd be kind of like me and you taking our shirt off down to our t-shirt or rolling up our sleeves so we could get into business. Amen. So he girded his coat about, and he was eagerness. He dove into the water, praise God. Swimming for the Savior, praise the Lord. You got to remember, he done denied Him 3 times. Amen. Said I don't know Him. Amen. I want to say he was right. He didn't know Him like he needed to. See, the problem with us, we don't really know Him like we need to. Amen. So you know the story. He swam to shore and he got over there. There was some fish and some already on the coals and some loaves, praise God, that was there. The fish and the bread. Amen. Provision had always been made. I want to say any time we get back to the Lord where we need to be, praise God, the provision's always going to be there. Amen. When you get back to the Lord, there's nothing going to be lacking. Amen. The provision will be there. Said Peter went up and he got out there, praise God, and they got them. And I see them others, said them others got that little boat, and they began to pull that big old net toward the land. And even though it's full of great fishes, it didn't break. Amen. Ain't you glad, praise God, God can hold things together. Amen. He pulled it over. And the Lord, now watch this. After they had went out on their own, done things on their own, all night long, pulled by themselves, and he said, you can do nothing without me. He done got the fire kindled. He done got some fish and some loaves on there. But he told them, he said, hey, listen, he said, take some of those fishes that you've now caught and bring them over here. Amen. He said, I'll take what you've done. He said, I'll take what you've accomplished. Amen. And I'll use it for my glory. I'll give you an opportunity to be a part of something that's bigger than you are. Amen. So he brought them over and he fed them. They didn't dare ask him who he was because they knew who he was. He said, this is none other than the Lord. Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the provision that he had made. And he told him he should come and dine, and he fed them. But then he gets down here and he asked Peter. I'm a hurrying. It's already Act 12:30. He says this. He said, so when they had dined, verse 15, John 21, said, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said, Peter, do you love me? He said, do you love me more than these? He said, do you love me more than these folks love me? Amen. I guess Peter was thinking, well, you know, I done denied him 3 times. These fellas didn't do that. Huh? He said, do you love me more than your fishing trip? Amen. And he said, yea, Lord. He said, Peter, do you love me with a deep spiritual love? See, the love that we should have for Christ is a spiritual love that's begotten by His Word. Amen. Peter says, thou knowest I love thee. He said, you know I love you. He said, I love you with affection. He said, I love you like a friend. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Jesus saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Lord, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said, do you have a spiritual love? He said, is my words engraved in your heart? He said, Lord, I love you like a friend. Lord, I've got affection for you. Is affection enough? Amen. Affection will let you down. But praise God, when you have true love in your heart because you know who He is, Praise God, He'll set you free. Amen. Praise God. But He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Now we know this was three aspects of Peter's ministry to come. And he asked him, he said, you love me with a spiritual love. Peter said, I love you with a lot of affection. He asked him a second. He said, do you love me with a spiritual love? And he said, you know, I love you with a great big affection. And he asked him, the Lord asked him the third time. He said, do you love me with an affection and a friendship, a true friend? And he said, and Peter says, thou knowest all things, Lord. He admits to his deed. He said, Lord, you already know where my heart is. He said, you know how much I love you. He said, you know what I've done. Amen. But he said, I want to let you know that I love thee. I love you with all my heart. He said, thou knowest that I love thee. Amen. What Peter was saying this, he said, Lord, help me to love you more. And Jesus was feeding my sheep. Amen. Praise God. He said, Peter, do you really love me? What we ask today, do you really love him? He said, well, yeah, preacher, I love the Lord with all my heart. Well, let me ask you a question. What are you willing to do for him? Amen. Are you willing? Listen, and I'm about done. I'm quitting. Do you love him enough to listen to him? Do you love him enough to follow his words, to observe his teaching, to do his instruction? Do you love him enough to be one of his disciples, to go into the world and tell them how great he is, that there's a great God? Jesus asked a question. He's asking us. He said, do you love me? Amen. Do you love me? I want to ask you a question. Ask you, do you love him? Do you know him? Not have you been saved, but I want to ask a question. The question I'm asking, do we really love him, the Lord Jesus Christ? You say, preacher, it's hard to love somebody that we can't see. Yeah, but praise God, we're not going by sight. We're not going by feeling. We're going by what we know about him. All these things I told you this morning, because God's done everything that he's done for you and I because he loves us. Amen. No exceptions. But the question he asks us is, do we love him back? What about you this morning?